Om Shanti. 27th July 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, may you be liberated in life, Jivan Mukt, and remain free from the bondage of being attracted to the sweetness of extroversion. Extroversion means to encourage one another towards waste through the intention and nature of people, the vibration of some gross consciousness, thoughts, words, relationships and connections. To remain constantly in one or other type of wasteful thinking is to be distant from internal happiness, peace and power. The sweetness of extroversion attracts you a great deal from outside, and you must therefore first of all cut it off. It is this sweetness that becomes a subtle bondage and distances you from the destination of success. When you become free from those bondages, you would then be said to be liberated in life. So Baba is talking about extroversion and introversion. There are two types of personalities. One are extroverted, other are introverted. Bahyamukhi and Antarmukhi. Extroversion, Bahyamukta, introversion, Antarmukta. For the first time, this personalities were popularized by a Swiss psychiatrist who was a student or disciple of Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung. But his intention was little different than what it is understood at present. So, what are extroverted personalities and what are introverted personalities? There is one more which is known as ambiversion, which is a combination of two. So, extroversion means outgoing tendencies. Extroversion means person loves crowd. Person is talkative. Person is assertive, sociable, gregarious. He likes to interact. He likes to be in the crowd. Little assertive, little aggressive, and he loves people and to be in their company. Introverted are little different. They prefer solitude. They prefer silence. They prefer to be with themselves. They are taciturn, less talkative. They enjoy some internal activities like reading. They love writing, meditation, self-journeying, self-reflection, self-talk. So they are absorbed in themselves. While extrovert, they are little different. They feel restless if alone. They need people. They need crowd. They want interaction. They want that award from outside. The soul is showing happiness by being in the company of people. So these are the two types. Crowd loving, and these are shying away from clouds. But these introverted are often confused with introversion is confused with shyness. So what is the difference between introversion and shyness? Introverted are not shy. Shy people, they fear. In introversion, there is no fear. They prefer solitude. They love solitude on their own. They like to be alone. If required, they may mix with crowd for some time. But again, their innermost tendency is to be alone. They thrive well in loneliness, in solitude. They don't want to interact with others much. While shy people, they also don't want to interact. But shyness is rising out of fear. But shyness is stemming out of that inner sense of insecurity. In the Western world, they say that extroversion is good and introversion is more of pathogenic, or it is more interpreted as shyness, and they feel that introverted people require treatment, that is abnormal. If somebody is not gregarious, social, he stays alone, off from the crowd, he doesn't attend parties. Extroverts like to attend parties, celebrations, functions, while introverted, they don't prefer to go to all these things. They shy away from all those places where there is loud of voice. They prefer some place which is away from the world, because they have many things to do inside. So, in the Western world, introversion is many times considered as abnormal. While extrovert people are happy. They have done a lot of studies and they have found that extroverts are happy and introverts are, if not unhappy, they are neutral introverts. But extroverts definitely are happy. There's a lot of work done on introversion. Somebody had given me one book, and the name of the book was Quiet by Susan Cain. This lady has done a breakthrough work in the field of introversion 2012. This book, and she had even come in TED Talks, and she has mentioned about the importance of introversion, and she had cited the example of many of the Western scholars, Einstein, Newton, and Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, or many such people, some of the filmmaker, and so on and so forth. So she mentioned about the power of introvert. In the Western world, as I said, people who are extrovert are considered abnormal. And that's why introversion are powerless. But she mentioned for the first time, and this book is very popular. It's Quiet. So, she talks about the power of introversion. Now, this is in the worldly analysis, what is extroversion and what is introversion. And yeah, one more thing, in her book she mentions that 33-50% of the Americans are introvert. She's an American writer, so she talks about America more. So, when Baba talks about extroversion and introversion, what does he mean? So, in today's blessing, extroversion means, Bhaya Mukta means, to encourage one another towards waste. The sweetness of Bhaya Mukta, the sweetness of the Ras, the sweetness of extroversion, it attracts Everybody loves to be extrovert, but it takes lot of power to be introvert. Not everyone can become antarmukhi. Not everyone can become introvert. It's an entirely different process. So extroversion means two people are encouraging each other towards west. How? Through the intention and nature of people, bhav sabhav, the vibration of some gross consciousness, vyakta bhav, thoughts, words, relationships, connections. So extroversion means you are engaging in waste talks. Extroversion means one is engaging in gossips. Extroversion means one is enjoying rumors. Extroversion means one loves to interact, one loves to talk, one is talkative, assertive, and without talks, person cannot live. Silence is dangerous. Solitude is threatening, life-threatening. If an extrovert person is told to stay silent in one room, it's a very difficult task for him. He wants people to talk, to interact, to discuss, to share, to plan. So, extroversion means somehow waste comes. One more thing, to remain constantly in one or other type of wasteful thinking, that is to be extrovert, is to be distant from internal happiness, peace and power. When one remains in the wasteful thinking, automatically he goes away from peace, happiness and power. The sweetness of extroversion attracts you a great deal from outside, and therefore you must, what you should do? Baba said, kaichi lagao, cut it off. This pulls you outside, attracts. The attraction of extroversion is much more. The sweetness of extroversion. That's why what to do? Cut off. When you become free from those bondages, this is also a bondage. A cage, a chain. It is this sweetness that becomes a subtle bondage, sukshma bandhan, and distances you from the destination of success. When you become free from those bondages, you would then be said to be liberated in life. So this is the new definition of jivan mukt. What? To be extrovert. How to be introvert? Now this is the main question. How to become introvert? We have been extrovert from a very long time. Even the deities were extrovert. Introversion has escaped us from very long time. There are two questions. Why the extroversion attracts so much? And how to be introvert? How to go towards introversion? So what we should do to become an introvert? Antarmukhi. Don't go in expansion. How? Go to the soul world. That is ultimate. Increase reading habit. Increase the reading habit. Yeah, that is very subtle things. But first we have to begin with outside. When you give yourself a task that I have to finish this book, I have to read this chapter, I have to understand what Baba has said, so automatically you cannot be with the crowd and read. You have to go in silence to enjoy reading. Without that, it is very difficult. So, in even today's Murli, Baba said, this Maya is like a crocodile, Graha. Isme badi gambhirta chahiye. And you need a lot of seriousness to get rid of this. Maya, which comes as an alligator and holds your leg, as described in Bhagavat. So, first thing one has to develop is the habit of reading. Increase your reading field. First in solitude, then one should also be able to concentrate in the crowd. There are 100 distractions going on, and yet one is sitting nicely and reading, absolutely undisturbed, unperturbed by anything which is external. Even such a stage can come, but with lot of practice. And how interestingly you are reading it, how much absorbed in you are reading. Somewhere one has to become like that absent-minded professor who is reading a book of science and is unaware of what his wife is doing. She is trying to create disturbance so that he comes. He lives that work and gives her company, but he is not interested in her. There was a very beautiful, long back when I was a child, I'd seen one movie. It was a Hindi movie, Ek Doctor Ki Maut, The Death of One Doctor, where the doctor, this person who is an MBBS and is so much interested in research, and he is doing research in finding vaccination for leprosy, and he is always engaged, and his wife comes and says, there is ceremony, Namkaran of some child. And he says, I am not interested in such stupid things. You go. And she tries to distract so many times, but he is unaware. He is not interested in her. He is engaged only in his research. Such a high level of concentration. And she is so disturbed till the time she sees one day in newspaper that her husband has discovered or found a new vaccine for leprosy. This is based on a true story of a doctor who had invented one vaccine but later on suppressed, and his seniors tried to stifle him, and he committed suicide in Bihar or Orissa somewhere. So this movie was based on that. So even here, this author this scientist, he was suppressed. So this person is an example of best example of introversion. He is not interested in the outside world. He is absorbed in his research. So one should be busy in reading new things. Yajna has lot of literature, books, magazines, experience books, songs. You know, song books are there, 3 song books. It's one of the best activities to read songs, to sit and to read song, and not just to read but to churn those songs. Read one song silently and try to understand that song. This also makes one introvert. So introversion, the first thing is reading. Increase the reading. What to read? There are so many things. Second is listening. Listening what? Classes. Knowledge of, to listen to experiences, classes. You need silence. And don't just listen for the sake of kanaras or sweetness of ears, but with some goal, with some aim, that this is the title of this class. And now let me think what new things I garner from this. And write down points. Take one class and write down about 10 points from that class. Now keep the class away. And then read those points. Revise those points. Try to understand those points. and then try to remember, memorize, and then try to use them. Many people, they come in our OPD and they say, we have taken many things from what you said in the class and we have used in our classes. I said, go on. I don't have any right over them. You can take whatever you want. We can use whatever story or anything. So you are free to do that. Knowledge should not stay at one place. It should move from one mind to another mind. It should go from one heart to another heart. So it should be in the stage of flux. So second thing for becoming introversion is listening. Third, writing. Develop this habit of writing. Every day take up one topic and start writing. And you can take the topic from the Sakar Murli. Like in yesterday's Murli, it started with Andher Nagri. This is the world of darkness. You can take this as a topic. Why this world, this Kali Yuga? Yesterday's Murli started with that first line. Kali Yuga is Andher Nagri. Why this is world of darkness? What darkness is there in the world? So you can go on then, expanding it. Right from the mental, emotional, social, religious, traditions, customs, superstitions, different opinions. What darkness is enveloping this world? So writing. So extract topics from Murli and write on them. Pathar Nath to Paras Nath. In yesterday's Murli, this is a beautiful topic. What is Pathar Nath? One can churn on that. This is a new word invented by Baba. Neologism. It's not found in any literature. So you can take such topics and churn and expand them. So writing makes one introverted. Even if it's not topic, you can just write a paragraph. You can write an essay. You can write nibandha or essay or anything, blog. Or describe something. Describe your stay in Madhuban. Describe your stay in Madhuban. I came in Madhuban on, today is what? 27th. I came in Madhuban on 25th. Then what were my experience? What I did? What are my daily routine? What is my daily routine? What are my activities? Everything you start writing. So this writing lifestyle, writing experiences, writing life story makes one introvert. So, I remember long back, we had come for Baba Milan in Madhuban, and that time I had written this. We had half an hour, 1 hour stay in Madhuban. We had come for sightseeing, so this was written long back, and I remembered it yesterday. The date is 13th May 2007, when I was not staying here, I was staying outside somewhere, Mumbai or somewhere, Maharashtra. So we had come here for Baba Milan and then they had brought us up and we were moving from one place to another. So this was a poem which was written long back in 2007, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. First in the history hall. It's in the day. I had written, and I love to write, to read this. When we go away from Madhuban, it pulls you. So first thing is written in the history hall. Baba, What thou wantest me to be in this yogya? What my part shall be, I know not. What for you had sent me out in the world, I know not. What I have gained out of Madhuban, that also I know not. But my final goal is clear. How intensely this Madhuban and its palna has filled me within, I can't tell. What greater happiness or bliss can befall man other than this? Baba, this soul has tasted the super sensuous bliss of thy love. However enticing or sweet may be the worldly toys, I can't relish all that. Baba, that divine love has filled me. This was in history all, that in Baba's room, all waste, all negative have merged into this gigantic silence. Silence has filled me to the core, a reawakening of the desire to be totally detached from the body, a floating stage, a wingless cloud, a light straw in the air, an airy experience. My own perfected and completed stage beckons me. Baba calls me, Mamma signals me, come sweetest Baba, thy home, Madhuban calls thee, come soon, come, the life of tapasya awaits me, the unlimited vairag, disinterest calls me. Then in the Shantistam, O E Shantistam, every evening thou takest me away from this mortal world, the assembly of angels around thee, all lost in the pacific vibration of peace and purity. May all evenings of this Sangam Yug be drenched in the oceanic silence of this tower of silence, peace. This silence takes me away from the desire to come into this world of noise. Let thy radiant rays impregnate my soul throughout all my remaining days of life. Baba, whenever I shall speak, bless me that the power of peace shall speak through me. Then in Baba's kutiya, thy angelic presence detaches me from all the worldly spiritual subtle entanglements. The four walls of this kutiya, these windows, these doors, this bed and the pillow below, your translate, this bhandari, this letter box, this garden, this swing, this calm, this serene and light atmosphere, all is penetrating me deeply, suffusing my inner self, thus making me feel light and divine. All waste and negativity as if erased off, I feel that an angel in the garb of light. Baba, the divine rays I perceive are clearly penetrating this soul. I feel as if I had never gone out of this kutiya. It is my first tapasya bhumi. It's a shrine where I had experienced and I do always experience soul consciousness. This all Madhuvan appears to be like the subtle world where all the angels I see clad in dress of light. My body is also light filled with divinity. All senses are still and my soul lost in the love divine. So this was written long back in 2007. So writing is one of the things that makes you introvert. So just increase these three things: reading, listening to classes, listening to music, listening to Baba's song. A very silent, very smooth, very soulful, very heartful song. Heartful, that drenches one in the soul consciousness or Baba's love. So listening songs, listening music, listening to voices of the nature, listening and then writing poems, writing songs, writing blocks, writing paragraphs, writing essays, writing some creative chintan, stories. One can create stories. You know, some of the stories which I told, they are nowhere there. They were created just like that. Imaginary stories. Taking some points from the Murli. So, you know, even how this Isap, Panchatantras, these are stories, how they were created. They were all Panchatantras or Isap stories are created on animals. One animal here, one animal is there. One animal is talking, the lion is talking with elephant. How they are creating, they see two animals and they create a story. You see an ant going and you can create a story on that ant. You know, the story creation. One is story narration. Storytelling is one art, but another is story creation. Create stories. imaginary dialogues between two souls, like two souls in Paramdham talking with each other. What they must be talking? So you can create a dialogue between two souls in the soul world talking with each other. Or just as in Murlis you see Shiva Baba talking with Brahma and Brahma talking with Shiva Baba, and a dialogue is created. So one can create a dialogue. What are movies? They create a dialogue. What are natak or dramas? They create dialogue. There was very good dialogue by Ravan. Ravan came on this earth and is talking. He said, "You are worse than me. I just told Sita, but what are you people doing here? You malign me so much, but you are greater Ravanas than me. I am much better than you." So in this way we can create dialogues. So this, you know, requires a lot of intellect or a churning or absorption of mind or concentration. You should be free from all the distraction. Your mind should be so much engaged into that one task that you lose contact with the world. So this is known as creative writing. So be introvert, and then you will get rid of sweetness of extroversion, then you will get rid of wasteful thinking, and then you will not encourage each other for waste. And this stage, kaichi lagao, this stage of cutting off extroversion, this stage of becoming introversion, this stage of becoming free from the bondage of extroversion, in today's Murli, in today's Vardhan, Baba is saying, is called Jivan Mukt. Om Shanti.